The problem with the cooperative is they're not as special as they think they are. There's a real crisis at the co-op right now. What should have been one of the most disruptive retailing success stories of the last 6 years has descended into farce and acrimony. If we thought the embarrassment of the woefully unqualified Paul Flowers, the Crystal Methodist who chaired the bank, wasn't sufficiently humiliating enough, the treatment of Ewan Sutherland, the chief executive, has exposed a deep disease throughout the organisation. First, Ewan Sutherland's pay was leaked, then some of his plans, then his offer of resignation was made public. It was as if there were competing camps inside the co-op engaged in a stealth battle within the shiny new headquarters in Manchester's Nomar district. Fault lines seem to have been exposed that existed before old, long, forgotten battles were fought and lost. But just think how far they've come in the last 15 years. A loose collection of cooperative societies were ripe for a corporate raid. First, Graham Melmoth fought it off, oversaw mergers, first between the CIS and then with the bank. Then there was the Cooperative Wholesale Society, which merged with the CRS. And then, eventually, he received a knighthood for all his trouble. Later, we saw the merger between the co-op group and the United Cooperatives, something that was driven by Peter Marks, a no-nonsense Yorkshireman with a vision to break the mould of British retail. Now, I bumped into him last year, and he seemed a bit glum about how things had turned out, and he seems to have copped for a lot of the blame for the problems they're now facing. Certainly the disastrous acquisition of the Britannia Building Society happened on his watch. But my deduction about the treatment of Ewan Sutherland is that there seem to be elements of the cooperative movement who rather resent these strides towards commercial success. Rather like the Labour Party stalwarts who never quite forgave Tony Blair for winning three elections, preferring instead the purity of opposition. So too it now seems that the ragbag of local committees that hand out a few quid to good causes seem to want to hold on to the notion that their work is far more important. This is a tragedy in my view. There is a sentimental shift against big retail, but none of this has translated into an expression of consumer love for the cooperative brand. The largest beneficiary has instead been the John Lewis Partnership, because it actually manages to deliver on all of that value from top to bottom. And in John Lewis stores and at Waitrose, thanks for the free coffee, by the way, there is a consistent experience for the customer. Manchester needs the co-op to succeed. It could have been the totem of a city on the cusp of its destiny to be the capital of the north. Instead, we're all left wondering how it came to this.